Okay, today's Daf Mem Ches. We're in Mem Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Eze hu b'char l'nachla u'l'kohen. Who is a b'char? Who is a b'char for Nachla? Meaning, he's the firstborn of the father, and he's a b'char l'kohen, he's also the firstborn of the mother. The obvious case is a normal brother. We don't give obvious cases, right? The Rambam said that. A few days ago, the Rambam said, the Persian Mishnayis, the Mishnayis never give obvious cases. What for? Right? Okay. Eze hu b'char l'nachla u'l'kohen. Hamapeles, so if the woman miscarries, a shapir, I don't even know what these things are.
Shapir is a percentage, it's an organ.
It's an organ, or mali mayim, water, mali dam, blood, mali gvinin, some kinds of colored things. Hamapeles kimin dogim, chagavim, shekatsim, rumasim. If she miscarried something that looks like a fish or a bug. Hamapeles liom arboim, if she miscarried before 40 days. So all these things are not considered anything. It's a sadness, but it's not considered a pregnancy at all. She's pregnant for 2 weeks and then she loses the baby. It's sad, but that's not considered a pregnancy. Therefore, the next baby born is a bechar for everything. Haba achareim, the one that comes afterwards, is a bechar l'nachla u'l'kohen. Yotze dofen. What about this? What about the cesarean section, and then a regular birth? Yotze dofen v'haba achrav. Shneim ainam b'char. They're both not b'chars. Lo l'nachla v'lo l'kohen. They're not b'chars no matter what. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Harishon l'nachla. The first one's a b'char for nachla. Why? The first one. V'asheni l'chamesh t'loim. And the second one's a b'char for kohen. Right? That's what we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Rishon l'nachla lo. One second. Right, the last case. The Gemara's only discussed the last case. So, Rishon l'nachla lo, why isn't the first one a b'char, according to the Tanakhama? Why isn't the first one a b'char for nachla? The yoldu lo b'iron, because it has to be born. Right? L'chamesh tzloim nami lo, paterechem b'iron. Right? Okay. Sheni l'nachla lo, the second one's not a nachla, why? Reishis ono b'iron, has to be reishis ono. And Chamesh Tzlan Namilo, Katsavar, because he holds, B'chor L'davarechel L'havi B'chor. If you're only B'chor for one thing, only B'chor for Petarechem, that doesn't make you into a B'chor. Now, why is Rav Shimon Omer, Harishon L'nachla, V'ashen L'chamesh Tzlayim? Because Rav Shimon L'taymei, to Omar, Teleid, the word Teleid is L'rabos Yotze Dofen, that includes Yotze Dofen. So if the baby's born Yotze Dofen, it's very good. And V'ashen L'chamesh Tzlayim, why is the second baby a Petachamor? Because kasavar b'char l'davrechen have a b'char. If you're a b'char for one thing, that's good. That's good enough. Therefore, you're a b'char. Okay. Next mishnah. This mishnah is harder. The next one's hard. I don't remember. Okay. Mishalo bichra ishto. A woman never had any children, right? The yaldu shnei zecharim. She gave birth to twins, but we don't know which one came out first. But we knew one thing. One of them is definitely a Bechor here. Natural birth, no shayla, definitely a Bechor. So no sin, hey, slayim l'kohen. You have to give five shayla to the Kohen. Right? We don't know which one, so what? Umeis echad mehen. What if one of them died? So shloshim yom. Right? Ha'av pater. The father's pater. Says Rashi, top line, last word on the line. Dematzi l'meimar, because the father has a right to say, ha'bechor meis. So the Bechor died. How are you going to prove otherwise? Right? You want the five Sela? Mr. Cohen? Prove it. Right? V'hu adinami leben ha-nishar de pater. The other remaining son is also pater. For the same reason. The high lishna denakar av pater. Why was it an av is pater? The child will grow up never having to do pedin ben himself. Because it's a safek. V'shom seifa debay lemiste meis ha-av. Because in the Seifa, we have the parallel. Now the Seifa. Meis ha'av. Now the father died. Va'abonim kaimim. The sons are still alive. Two boys over here. So now what happens? What happens when the father dies? What happens is, when the father dies, both sons inherit the property. Okay? Putting aside the issue of Pishnayim for a minute, putting aside that issue, because it's an irrelevant issue. How does that Yerusha work? That's really what's going on here. How does the Yerusha work? Is it considered like this? You have Reuben and Shimon. The father died. Yaakov died. He leaves over Reuben and Shimon. They didn't divide anything up yet. Father died a half hour ago. How is the Yerusha viewed in terms of Reuben and Shimon? Does Reuben own half and Shimon own half? Or do they own it as a partnership until they go and divide it up? That's the question. What's the difference? The difference is, how do you treat the debts that the father owed? Okay? So, for example, Mei Ta'av, the father died, Va'abanim Kayam, the children are still alive. So, Remeir Omer, Im Nasnu Achelo Chilku Nasnu. In other words, that's a very funny way of saying, Im Nasnu, take out those words, Achelo Chilku, if they haven't divided up the estate yet, Nasnu. Why? Because the father had an obligation to pay $5 for you, for one of you. Now the father died. That obligation transferred to the estate. We'll call it the estate. That estate has to pay the five seller. I might not have to, because maybe I'm not the Bechor. He might not have to. Maybe he's not the Bechor. Good, but the estate has to. Okay? We're going to get to the half.
Why can't the estate pay the estate from the father's estate?
Because the father certainly owes it. Right. One of them certainly a Bechor. No Shiloh.
But he told the Kohen in the first case, he says it must go to the
right. No, that's only if one of them dies. If both of them are alive, right, the father certainly owes it. So if the father owes it, the estate owes it. Each son doesn't owe it.
Right.
So the estate owes it. So if the estate owes it, the estate has to pay. Vim lav, and if not, what do you mean if not? Right? Vim lav. They imlav means they divided the estate already. They already divided up the estate. Then Peturin. Then each child is potter. Why? Because each one's a suffix. The father owed it for sure, not each one. Nothing changes. Nothing changed really. Exactly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Nitzchayvu nechasim. The nechasim are chayiv. Don't give me this business while we split it up already. Right?
Right.
Zacharu nekeva. What if he gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl, and you don't know which one's the bechor, bechora? In Kaim Lekohen Chlom, the Kohen gets nothing. Why does the Kohen get nothing? Because it's suffix. Maybe the girl was born first. Okay?
Yep.
Now, there was a machlokas here between the Tanakama, which is Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda. There's a machlokas. Reb Meir said it depends on the chalukah, and Reb Yehuda said nothing doing. Okay? Now, the Gemara adds like this. Demis ha'ad emas. When did the father die? If the father died 10 years later, the boys are 10 years old, way after 30 days. That's what the mayor said, that if the brothers divide the estate, they're potter. The estate was chayef to pay, the father was chayef to pay. The minute the father died, the boys are 10 years old, why did the father ever pay? He didn't want to do it. He's not interested. But it was his chiyuv. Till the Amitzvah, his chiyuv. The minute he died, the estate had the chiyuv. It can't be pshat that the father died after 30 days. It's impossible. Eli, you're right. Demis besoch lamed yom. He died during the 30 days. Till 30 days, there's no chiyuv. Why is there no chiyuv? Because the Torah says, maybe the baby will be an eifel. There's no chiyuv. So he died in the 30 days. Eli, demis besoch lamed yom. Right?
The baby didn't die.
But the father died within 30 days.
Where's his chiyuv?
What?
He died with no chiyuv.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Now, ask the Gemara, wait a minute. What did Remeir say? Remeir said that if we just established, it has to be a case where the father died within 30 days. Right? And what did Remeir say? If the estate has not been divided between the brothers, the estate has to pay. But if the estate is divided, then you don't have to pay. That's what Remeir said. Right? That's what Remeir said. That the imlaf peturin. If they divide the estate already, how that's possible, I don't know, they're little babies, but they divided the estate already, they don't have to pay.
They
have a trump, it's fine. They divided the estate, they don't have to pay. How does that make any sense? What do you mean they divided the estate? Right? Why does that change the halacha? Right? Why does that change the halacha? The azel gabehai umad klilei. What's going to happen? The kohen is going to knock on one brother's door, Reuben's door. Reuben's going to say, I'm not the bechor. Shimon's the bechor. The azel gabehai umad klilei. He's going to go to Shimon and say, can I have the money? Shimon's going to say, I'm not the bechor. Reuben's the bechor. Right? Kilo chal konami. So even they don't divide, they state the same story. Leizu l'gabehai, v'lidchiei, v'leizu l'gabehai, v'lidchiei. Each one is going to push them off. I don't care that the estate has an obligation to pay. Each individual son does not. Says Rashi. Ki lo chal kunami, Rashi says. V'halakala meimar d'tarif nechasai mishum avihen. You can't say, you can't say that the Nechazim have been Meshubad through their father, which is what we've been saying all along. Right? You can't say that. Why not? The father didn't have to pay it yet. It was still less than 30 days. There's no Chiyuv. Ella, Bishvil, Habanim Torfin. So what are they really doing? What's the Kohen really doing? He's taking it from the kids. That's impossible. Right? What are you paying for? In other words, the Kohen comes, the father died on day 20. Right? So, they have a shiva, the wife's sitting shiva, the babies, the little babies, what a tragedy. The Kohen knocks on the door, 32nd day, no, where's my money? I know, I'm a bin Laden. I know that the chiyuv devolved on the father, on the estate, pay up. What do you mean it devolved on the estate? There was no chiyuv yet. There's no chiyuv until day 30. So what do you want? You want from each individual brother? Each one can say, go jump in the lake. What changed? Nothing changed. So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yirmiya. B'Yirmiya says like this. You're right. Zos Omeres. That's why the following story is true. Let's say there are Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Shehayu B'Irachas. Two people with the same name in the city. Two Yosef and Shimon in the city. Why the Gemara picks a name of Yosef and Shimon? Of all names in Shas, to pick Yosef and Shimon, I don't know. It's not for no reason. It can't be for no reason. Anyway, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Shrei B'Irachas. Now what happened was like this. One of the Yosef and Shimons owed somebody money. He owed Reuben money. Reuben comes knocking on the door and says to Yosef and Shimon, can you pay up? He says, I'm not the Yosef and Shimon that owes you the money. It's the guy down the block. Reuben goes down the block, says to Yosef and Shimon, no, where's my money? He says, I'm not the one who owes you the money, it's the other guy. Right? Then what happens? Foolishly, these two Yosef and Shimon buy land together. They buy land together. Now Reuben says, okay, I'm getting my money. I'm getting my money. Because between the two of you, there's no shiloh if someone owes me the money.
So Shnei Yosef and Shimon,
Shai B'Irachas, they buy land as partners. Balchov gova osa mehen. The Balchov, the guy Reuven can come and say, pay me the money. Why? The Amale, I bididach masikna, master bididach shakilba. If it's not you, it's your buddy. And I bichavrach masikna, master zachavrach shakilba. If it's not your buddy, it's you. Either way, I'm getting my money now. Says Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi will explain it great. The Rashi of Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Shaya Ish Echad, there was one guy, Motzi al Echad Mehen Shtarchov, he produced the Shtarchov, right? V'chol Echad Mehen, Hoyumatzkul Omar, Lo Ani Ki Hu Im Chavei, right? Each one said, it's not me that owes you the money, it's the other guy. Right? V'lochu Ben Shem Sad Achad. Then they go ahead and buy a field together. Should never have done that. But they went ahead and did that. Now, Tarif Balchov Chetzia, he gets at least half. Why? The Amale, he could say to each one, well, between the two of you, I'm owed something. Half of for sure getting. The Hachanami, here's the same thing by the babies. Torev HaKohen Hei Sloyim Me'anachasim Shein Yachad. There's an estate, right? The guy can go and say, between the two of you, you owe me the money. There's no shayla about that. One of you, now you have an estate. In other words, each baby was individual. Now the father died, they became partners in the property. So there's no difference. The two Yosef and Shimon, it's the exact same thing. Between the two of you, you owe me the money. And by the way, I want to point out, it's even different because by the case of Yosef and Shimon, one of them was a liar. Each one said, I'm not the one that owes you the money. One of them was lying. Here, the babies aren't lying. There's a suffix. It's a little much different. By the kid, he wasn't Shimon, they were crooks. Each one saying, it's not me. Or one of you, it's one of you. Right? Each one said, it's not me. But they were lying. They're going to point that out. One of them's lying. Here, no one's lying. We just have a suffix. So it's, but it's the same rule. The rule is, Bamalu nami hachi imata b'char. If you're the b'char, michal t'chani no tell, taking the portion. The im achicha ha-b'char. And if your brother's the b'char, then michal t'chani no tell. Right? I'm taking from him. Ubein shnehem, shnehem, tis pashru. Between the two of you, I'm going to get compensated. And he gets whole. He gets the whole. By the case of the shnehem, the b'chim, the maximum you can get is half. Because each one can say, I don't owe you at all. Here, right, so, what? It's the same thing. One minute. No, but there's a partnership. So one second. So why is it, shouldn't it be half? What? No, half the field. What about the pinyon of Ben? He gets half the 5 shekel or the whole 5 shekel? I think he gets the whole 5 shekel.
Right, so the whole.
Why is it different?
No, because they assume your estate has more than 10 shekels.
No, we're going to get to that. That's going to be the answer. That's going to be the answer. The answer is only 5 shekels, the whole estate. That's going to be the answer. But we're still holding now by this point. We're comparing it to Shnei Yosef and Shimon. So Rashi said by Shnei Yosef and Shimon, the Baal Chov, this Reuven fellow, can only get half the meaning. Well, why? What?
Up to half.
Why only half?
Right.
Because it's a partnership, right? So I know that one of you owes me their
half
of the field whole. Right. The whole of the field. Right. Like I take half of what I owe. One only owns half. So what's the problem?
Yeah, so then the partnership
is... No, so in the case of the Shnei Yosef and Shimon's, Rashi said,
Torif
al-Chov Chetzia.
Right.
The Bachov can get half his... Up to half his money.
No, up to half the field.
Up to half the field.
But he can get, assuming that covers his debt, he gets the whole debt.
Right.
Okay, so that makes sense. Right. Okay, so it's the same thing. Okay, excellent.
The last word, Rashi, to Pashu, I think means that he's not taking the money and you guys work out among yourselves how one will pay the other.
Right, okay, that's fine. But I'm entitled to my fee.
Right.
So Amar Rava, wait a minute. Says Rava, a very technical shaila, a very technical problem, which is a problem. He says, Michti, wait a minute. Nechasai devar inish inan arvin bay. Your land is always a orev. It's a guarantee. In other words, I owe you $100. I don't have it. So first you knock on my door. Say, Menachem, where's the $100? I said, I don't have it. Right, if you don't pay me, I'm gonna force you to sell your house. And you have land, and you're gonna pay me the $100. That's the second place to go. The first place is to knock on the door. Can you go straight to the land? No, you're not allowed to do that. We're going to have it in a minute. You're not allowed to do that. But it's just the only way they can get the money here. That's the only way they can get the money. So what kind of heder is that? Now, by this, that here. Mi ikumidi diludidei lo mati tavale. Is there such a thing? You can't collect the money from the person. That's impossible. But lo arev mati tavale. But from the guarantor you can. But nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hamavas chaver al yidei arev. If you lend somebody money with a co-signer, well, you're from an arev. You're not allowed to collect from the co-signer. But kaimalon, and we looked at, what does that mean? You can't go to the arev first. You can't go to the arev first. First, you go to the only one who owes you the money. If he doesn't pay, you go to the arev. So first, you knock on the door and say,
you
know where
the
money
is. Oh,
so Rashi, so, one second. How come over here, you can't collect the money from each baby? Right? You can't collect the money from each baby. You can't. Only together you can. Now, why is the case of the Shnei Yosef and Shimon's different? So, hence, without what I'm saying, because one of them's a liar. Since one of them's a liar, we're going to allow it. Right? Really, it should be the same story. Each one said, jump in the lake. But together, they bought a field together. It was so stupid. They bought a field together. Now I'm going to get my money. Same answer. You can't get to them directly. How could you get from the estate? How can you get from the land? The answer is because one of them is a liar. But over here, neither baby's a liar.
Right.
It's a suffix. So how could you can't collect from them, but you can collect from the state? How could that be possible?
I don't understand the whole question.
The whole question is, land is just like a co-signer. It's a guarantee that if you don't pay the debt, there's a way to pay the debt.
Right. can he go to the line?
Because first he has to go to the person.
In which case?
In both cases.
In the case of the field, he went to the
field. Which field?
In the case of the field.
In the case of the Shnei Yosef and Shimon?
Yeah.
They went to the each Yosef and Shimon. Okay. Each one said, it's not me.
Okay.
Then he went to the land.
Right?
What's
the problem?
What? No problem.
Okay.
But over here, what he's doing, he's going to each child. Each baby says, jump in the lake.
Yeah.
Right? In essence.
Okay.
But the halacha is, what we're really doing is we're going straight to the land. We're bypassing them.
Because they can't answer.
Because they can't answer. So the halacha is, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm wondering where you need this answer about,
No, that explains why. The halacha is, you first have to go to the person who owes you the money.
He did go to the people.
Right.
What do we need this parrot for?
Right. No, it's fine. Okay, I hear you. But for the baby, for the baby, it's a good kasha.
Yeah.
How could you go to the land? You can't go to them. You can't go to them. How could you go to the land? You can't go to them.
Why can't you? The money that's
born. No, because they're babies. It's a suffix. We don't know who's born first.
Exactly.
So it's a suffix. You don't forget them. They're never going to pay. But by the way, let's say you walked in late. Let's say the father dies. It's 15 years later. Neither one has to pay. The suffix still. Nothing changed.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to forget all that. I'm going to go straight to the estate. How could you do that? Elam Arava Lolam Shemei Slach Alam Yom. Really, the father died after 30 years. He died when the boys were 10 years old. He never been to the He didn't know. He didn't know anything. Now, there's 10-year-old kids. What do you do now? Edik in the Chasai Tuva Hakan Amid Yishakel. So there's no Shiloh. If the estate had money, the estate has to pay. No Shiloh about that. Hakan my skin. You know what's going on over here? Kigon Deleka Ela Chamish Shloim. There's only 5 sell in the whole estate. Udekuli Alma Isludur. 1 minute. 1 minute. Udekuli Alma Isludur of Asi. Everybody agrees with Rav Asi. The Amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Achin Shechaltu. When brothers divide an estate, Mixas Mechza Yerushin, Umechza Lakuchos. Half the estate is considered a Yerusha, and half of it you're considered a purchaser. Look at Rashi, last Rashi. Because the Masaptale, we have a suffix. In Brera, do we apply Brera to Yerusha? There's $1 million in the estate, 2 brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben gets $500,000, Shimon gets $500,000. Do we say that Brera retroactively, which half went to which brother? We're not sure about that. Therefore, we treat half that way and half not that way. Yerusha Ninu, O'ain Brera. Or no, do we say it's not Brera? Ulakuchos Ninu. It's as if I purchased $500,000. There's no Brera. Yerushin and Mechel Kuchos, therefore it's 50-50. Every Yerushin is viewed that way. It's a machlokas about that, but now the Gemara says everyone agrees to that. Half the Yerushin is viewed as a Lakuchos, half the Yerushin is viewed as a Yerusha. So if there's only 5 Selah, I get 2.5, Reuven gets 2.5, and Shimon gets 2.5. But half of it is considered not Brera, and more. The Kuli Alma, Milva, Haksuba, Torah, a milva that's in the Torah, for example, the chiyuv to be binyan ben lav kiksuva v'shtar damit. It's as if it's not in a shtar. We don't assume that. And the kuliyama is the der of papa. Everybody holds the der of papa. Damer of papa milva al peh government of yarshin v'na government al kuchas. You can't collect an oral loan from a purchaser. So what's going on over here? V'hacha. Here's the story. B'chamesh. They're arguing in, you have to pay 5 or even less than 5. There are mayor savar chamesh v'lo chatzi chamesh. For mayor held, you put all this puzzle pieces together. What happens? The Kohen can't get the full 5. He can't get the full 5. He's only getting 2.5. Why? Because he can only get the 2.5. It's a Yerusha. He can't get the other 2.5 because the other 2.5 are viewed as lakuchos. He's not entitled to them. Can you get less than 5? The mayor says no. Have you heard the savar? Chamesh, afilu chatzei chamesh. No, he says no problem. No problem. By the way, this is a touches on a much larger issue of can you do a half a mitzvah? Can you do a half a mitzvah? Here, the mayor says no, and the Yehuda says yes. Let's say I only have a half a kazayis matzah. I only have half, that's all I have. All I have is a lulav. I don't have a dasam. You get a half a mitzvah if you shake that?
No,
it's a very interesting. Here we see it's not nothing.
It's money.
So the question is: it the same? Is it money? Is it a mitzvah? All you know, you can hack about it all day long. It's just an interesting question. Interesting question. Could you do a half a mitzvah?
Yeah.
What? Ah, is it for the effort? It all, it's all the same question. It's the same question. Now you can say it's different by printing the bank because it's money. Like I only have $2. So does it pay to give the coin $2? Or is that nothing? Do I do chati mitzvah? Now the Gemara answers.
You can owe it there.
What?
Money you can always owe.
Money you can always owe.
No, you have to be put it for some value. If you're not before
a mitzvah, you take a look at it. You don't have the lulav and the esrog and everything that day.
So shake a little. It's better than nothing, no?
Yes.
Or what do you mean? No. It's a waste of time. Don't bother. It's a waste of time.
No,
you only have a half a kizayis amata. I don't have a whole kizayis. So should it even bother?
Yes.
Why? You're saying why because you feel like you're doing something. Right. That's not a halachic answer. That's an emotional answer.
Okay.
Emotionally, I feel like I'm doing something. And halachically, you did anything. I don't know about that. It's a big discussion. Right, by Averis, we do say such a thing as a chatzi shir. That we say that by Averis. That to get you will do that. Right? You eat a half a kizayis of treif, it's also no good. It's also an Avera. So do we say the same thing by mitzvah? It's very interesting. Here we seem to say yes. So you can say, no, it's different because it's money. It could be it's different, and it could be it's not different. Now, by the way, they're going to ask the following question. Ihachi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Nishaibu Nechatzim. So one second. Rabbi Yehuda said that the estate becomes chayiv. That's not true. The boys are chayev. Nechasim neschayev gavrim yiboyalei. The Mishnah should have said, the boys are chayev. It's not the estate anymore. Or we had a whole tumult. We said, no, half the estate is Yerusha, half it's Lakucha. Who's paying this fee? Who's paying? The boys, not the estate. Right? The babies are paying. Then why did the Mishnah say that? Also, v'od, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'achin shechalku. The brothers that divide up an estate, in Yesha Sara Zuz Lazeh. Vyasara Zuz Lazeh. If each one has 10 Zuz, what's 10 Zuz? 2.5 Sela. That's what 10 Zuz means. It's 2.5. Chayavim. They're Chayav. Vimla Peturin. And if not, they're Pater. So, Mayasara Zuz Lazeh, Vyasara Zuz Lazeh. What does that mean, 10 for each? Ile Mabain Di Yerusha Bain Dechalei Lakuchos. If it's that's in total, the Chamesh, Afilu Chati Chamesh. Then we say half, even less than half. Ihachi ma'ir yasara. Why is there not get 10? Afilu batzim ihachi nami. But you only have less than 10. Right? As Rashi says, elishmona. But you only have 8. Delo mati. I said the word mati. Mati walked into the word mati. Delo mati. I'm not joking. It says delo mati. Delo.
It's not mati, no.
Delo mati. It's not really mati. What if there were less than, what if the total was less than 5? Would that change anything? Right? The whole of a shakal koin, batsi mechamesh, komad, the mesamile shakal, the high chati chamesh, hojin lavas chamesh, shlish mechamesh, but my son will after it. In other words, what if it's less than 5? What if all you have combined is 4 or 3 or 2 or 1? Right? Does it change anything? According to Buddha, it should make no difference. Elapshita, it's obvious. Asara Zuz, the Yerushalazah, the Asara Zuz, the Yerushalazah. Obviously, each one got 10. Alma, Chamesh, Velochati Chamesh, Tirole. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds not true. There's no such thing as half. So the whole thing, that whole answer is wrong. Why? Because even Rabbi Yehuda holds that, first of all, it should have said that the boys pay, not the estate. Second of all, what do you mean? Then we have a brisa there that said that it's 10. Why 10? If you're paying half, then even if it's less than half. Well, even if it's less than a total of half. In other words, that case was 2.5 and 2.5 adds up. What if it's less than that? It should be no different.
Even less.
So what's the difference? What are you giving the coin? All I have is a dollar. I have to give you 5. All I have is 1. What's the difference? Chamesh chatzi doesn't mean chatzi. It means not the full amount. So the entire answer is off. Ella, here's the answer. The Kuli Alma, Chamesh v'lo Chatzi Chamesh. Everybody holds this Chamesh and not less than half. V'hacha, but they're arguing in every other issue. V'hacha, bid Rav Asi for Rav Papa Kamiflagi. They're arguing in Rav Asi and Rav Papa. They're arguing how you view a Yerusha. Maybe you view Yerusha not half Lakuchos. Gesundheit. Maybe it's not half Lakuchos. Maybe it's fully Yerusha. If that's the case, the coin's going to get the full amount. Why? Because it's Brera, and we retroactively say you owe the money to the coin. Maybe that's the story. Or maybe, we don't hold like Rav Papa, that Rav Papa said that you're not allowed to collect mil val peh, you're not allowed to collect from lotuchos. Maybe we don't hold it that. And in which case, the Kohen could say, yes, you're viewed as a purchaser, but I can collect that debt from your father. And therefore, you have to pay the full amount. So who's to say that they're arguing other issues? Right? We said there are like four things, four conditions for this all to work. Maybe there's a machlokas in one or two of those conditions. Now, there are those that had the same machlokas. We're going to just read through it now quickly. That Rabbi Yehuda said, Nischaivu hanesachim. Nischaivu hanesachim. That Rabbi Yehuda made a statement that no, Rameir said, it depends. If the estate was divided in half, you chayiv. If not, you punter. Rabbi Yehuda said, you chayiv no matter what. So we started off this whole question on Rameir. What do you mean you chayiv in half? What kind of business is that? Now we're going to ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda, the exact same questions. Demis ha'avemet, when the father died. Ilema demis la'achashloshim. If he died after 30 days, mechlal, the Rameir tzava kichol kupaturin. The Rameir holds the putter in such a case. There's a shibud on the nechasim. How could that be possible? Ella rather, besok shloshim. He died during the 30 days. Ki chilku amay mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda. So if he died in 30 days, why is the Yehuda say chayiv? Everyone's going to push him off. Amar v'yirmiyah, zotso marish, shnei yosef and shimon. No! That's just like two people with the same name. Shayi b'irachas, right? And each one said, jump in the lake. Then they foolishly bought a field together. V'lachu echad me'am sadda mechadero. Bachov go from Yehuda, the Bachov can collect. It's the exact same Gemara. Right, no matter what, I'm getting my money. No matter what, I'm getting my money. So Amar Rava, Michti, wait a minute. But wait a minute, your land is an RA for you. So how can you go to the land without first going to the people? The Kula Kalishnakama, and everything follows what we said before. The same thing as the original version. It's all the same thing. The question was, what got off the Gemara started? Was it on Rabbi Yehuda or on Rabbi Meir? The first version was that it was on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Meir. Second version was on Rabbi Yehuda, but it took us immediately to Rabbi Meir. Same exact story, yeah. Yeah, I'm done. Well, we're trying to do the mission now.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think the premise. Yesterday we were talking about who see if it was the Pidgin Aven. They were saying coin can come and take it.
Right, so we said it's a running machlokas in this parak. Who is chiyuv is Pidgin Aven? Is it on the father to do it for the son, like a bris milah? Or is it the son's chiyuv, but he can't do it because he's only 30 days old?
No,
or is it a combination?
No, that's not
it's okay. It's a dual.
Who says the coin can come and demand it?
What do you mean? He's owed the money.
If I don't want to do a bris milah, it's not close to that. It's a chayiv on the klal to go out and give the kid a bris milah. If I don't give him my tummy to a kohen, the kohen can't come and say, give me this.
Maybe you, can. Why not? Sure he can. Sure he can.
There's 25
to come and say. Ain't a Hanami. We said they could do that.
When did we say they could do
that? They stand there by the butcher shop waiting for the meat.
Standing there saying waiting for the meat means you're going to give it to someone anyway. Give it to me. This guy's got to come now and go start looking for the Yerusha.
Right, I hear you. You have to figure out how that's possible.
And what happens if 10 guys say, I'm a coin in the town. I want the Yerusha. No, I want the Yerusha.
Right, I hear you.
And decide which one takes it.
Right.
Where's that come from?
I was looking for it. By Sterling's Pidgin Aben, I spoke and I said that it's a dual mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah in the Torah where the father and son can do it together. I mean, maybe learning Torah also, but it's like one special thing. I don't remember where I got it from. One of the guys at Shul told it over to me, and I said it over. I don't remember where I got it. It was something from a Baruch Bear, some whole lumdish thing. It was very nice, because it's a nice thing to say, because it's the only mitzvah that you do together with your son. It's a joint mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to do it, and he has a chiyuv, and you do it together. It's a very nice thing to say. So, but it's a running machlokas throughout the parak, exactly how it works. Right, how does that work? It's a whole... What? No, bris milah, the chiyuv is on the father.
Until he's a gadol, then it's his
chiyuv. Right, but...
Yesterday, the father dies,
right.
And you have a son over there, the estate has to take
correct. It. Correct, correct. No, but same story with bris milah. If the father doesn't do it, or the bezin has to do it, or the town has to do it, but it's a chiyuv on the father for the son. It's very different, the pidyon aven. It's different. Okay, here we go. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, like 9 different cases. Ready? Number 1. Shtei nashim, 2 mothers. Shalom Bichru, never had children before. Yoldu Shnei Zecharim, and they give birth to 2 boys. There's no Shaila, there are 2 Pidyon Avens here. Even if we don't know whose son belongs to who, they got mixed up. Notice in Yud Slayim, Lekohen, you give 10 talents to the Kohen. Meis Echad Mehem, what if one of them died? Right? Besop Shloshim Yom. So Im Lekohen Echad Nosein, Yachzil Lechamesh Tlayim. If you gave them both to one Kohen, you come knock on the door and say, listen, I'm sorry, one of the boys died. You have to give five back. You're not entitled to it.
Why did you give them in advance?
I don't know. I don't know. There's some reason they gave them in advance. The Yemel Shnei Kahanim, though, saying, Eini Yachal Lahotzi Miyadam. If it's two Kahanim, you can't give it back. Why? Because we don't... Because we don't know which... No, because we don't know which Kohen's which. We don't know which baby belongs to who. So we don't know which Kohen got for whose baby. So it's a suffix. Number two. Zacharuna Keva. A boy and a girl were born. O Shnei Zachar and Vinakeva. Or two boys and a girl. Knows in Chamesh Tel Lekohen. You have to give one. One for sure you have to give. The other one, we're not sure. Well, if it's a boy and a girl, we are sure. If it's two boys and a girl, we're not sure. It's a suffix. You only have to give one. Shtei Nekevos. What if it's two females? What if two females were born? Oh, Zachar. Oh, I'm sorry. Shnei Nekevos or Zachar. Two girls and a boy. Oh, Shnei Zachar or Shnei Nekevos. Ain't Kan Lekohen Club. The Kohen gets nothing. Why does the Kohen get nothing? Because it's a suffix all around. Maybe the girls are born first. Number four. Achaz Bichra v'achaz Shelo Bichra. You have a woman that never had a baby before. Got mixed up with a woman that had a baby before. The older Shnei Zacharim. And two boys were born. That is no shayla. You have to give one kid to the bed. We just don't know which baby. No, Sev Chamesh Shloim Lekohen. You certainly give five to the Kohen. May Zachar Mehen. If one of the babies died, Mishol Shlom Shum Yom, Ha'av Pater. The father's Pater. Why? Because it's a suffix. May Ha'av. If the father died, Ba'banim Kayamim, the children are still alive. So now we have, this is a repeat. Rebbe Omer, in Nas, Nevat Shalom Chalku, Nas, if they didn't divide the estate yet, you pay. V'yim La, Petur, and Yehuda Omer, non, Nishchai, V'yim Nishachim, you have to pay, the Chasim, the estate has to pay no matter what. Zachar in the Keva, Ein Lekohen Klub. A boy and a girl, nothing. Why? Because one mother already had a baby. And this one, and you didn't, so you could have the Keva, so it's a suffix. Number six. Shtei Nashim, two women, Shal Shnei Nashim, belonging to two men, Shelo Bichru, never had kids before. Bialdu Bezacharim, they have two boys. Zen Arsin Chamesh Shalom Lekohen, Zen Arsin Chamesh Shalom Lekohen. Right? Meiz Echad Mehem, Besok Shloshim Yom, Besok Shloshim, Im Lekohen Echad, Nasnu, Yachzilim Chamesh Shalom. If you gave it to one Kohen, you can ask for five back. Im Lushnei Kahanim Nasnu, and Yechol Lahotim Mehem, you can't take it back. Zachar in a Keva, Havos Peturin, the father's a potter. But wait a minute. When the son grows up, he has to do it himself. Right? Number eight. Shtei Nekevos, V'zachar. Two females and a male. Oh, Shtei Nekevos, Shtei Zachar. Two females, two males. Ein Kan Lekohen Klum. The Kohen gets nothing. What?
No,
that was two different families. Before it was one family. You had two wives. Here it's two different families. Number nine. Achaz Bichra v'achaz Shelo Bichra. One had children before. One never had children before. Shal Shnei Anashim. Two different men. V'yaldu Shnei Zacharim. And they have two boys. Zeh Shelo Bichra Ishto Nosin Chamesh Toim L'Kohen. The one that didn't have it before has to give Bartella. Even though we don't know which baby she's getting because it was a mix-up. Well, the whole case is a mix-up. Zachar in a Keva, if they gave birth to a boy and a girl, Ein Kan L'Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing. Why does the Kohen get nothing? Because it's a suffix. Maybe the one that never had children before had the girl first. Okay? We'll stop here. And we will resume tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow is a Sunday schedule. 7:10 tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.